in order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Lennon.
Here.
LaRose.
Here.
Layton.
Yep.
LeRoy.
Here.
Friend.
Yep.
And all you got.
Hi, are you here for the Parks meeting?
Parks? No,
yes.
Something about roads is
fine. This is not the right place. We'd be glad to have you, but we're not talking about roads.
We don't need no roads.
It was just time for public comment. I should have asked him.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to comment publicly. Approval of the agenda.
Make a motion that we approve the agenda.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Approval of the minutes. So we have before us the minutes.
Got a bunch of minutes.
Of the May 20th meeting. So we have to approve those minutes, as well as we have the May 23rd minutes here as well. So for...
I make a motion that we approve the minutes.
I have a...
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes.
The bottom of the second page, I did not attend the MTA conference. I got those brochures from Beth, who attended the MTA conference. So we can change the minutes to reflect that. So now, sorry, Susan.
Okay. Thank you. I make a motion that we approve the minutes for Monday, the May 20th meeting, with the correction adding the word Beth Friend attended the MTA conference and brought back brochures.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, so now the May 23rd minutes.
I wasn't there, and I don't really understand number one. If someone that was there can talk about the bathroom.
So.
Why did I envision you to think that you were there? I apologize. Yeah.
It's okay.
The bathroom, we talked at length. I have
one quick thing on this. Currently, it says that Deb was present.
Correct. We'd have to remove that.
So correcting that to say... to remove Deb from the president, put her on the absent list.
Yep. Okay. And
And then for the bathrooms, what we talked about was that park has such a lower amount of people that are able to use it at a time, so we're going to put in a unisex bathroom that has running water and flushes out to a drain. Field, like just like Grace McDonald's bathroom.
Okay.
On a smaller scale.
Yep, and we were planning on it having it accessible in the winter as well for fishermen, because that is a very fished out of park.
Okay.
There'd just be one toilet though.
Yep.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the Arbutus Lake No. 5 Parks Tour meeting, May 23rd, 2019, with the change of Deb Lannon being absent.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
And do you want me to make those corrections and then just mail it to you? Okay.
Or just mail it to the town.
So,
okay.
Garfield Township has sent over a plan that they have for just outside of East Bay Township over by the airport just south of it. It's required by us to have it on our agenda and just take a quick peek at it.
Sections
are
clarified then that supply
yeah.
to the East Bay Township.
Yeah, it's required that... Yeah, something.
What is this showing again? The study?
It's just showing the...
They plan to put it in a neighborhood.
The intent to amend their master plan. And it shows you in that looks like they're looking at the Barlow Garfield neighborhood plan.
So that might mean, like, changing the use of the property from commercial to residential? Is that a pot? I mean...
Well, anything in the master plan, which is kind of the, you know, the overall vision for that area.
And that includes Cherryland Center, right?
It does.
Yeah. I can see some major changes.
Yep, you can see it right on that corner.
Happening there, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Next to the word, just to the right of the word Woodward Avenue.
Yeah.
Okay. Grand Treasurer's Conservation District invoice for planting at Killingsworth. We have that before us.
You do?
No, we don't.
I'm sorry, I didn't find it in there. You must have flipped out when I was putting the PDF together, but it was worth $480, and that was paid.
So $480 is what was paid for that. Also before us, we have the minutes from the township board of trustees as well as the planning commission. The two important things that are on that for us are the 2018 financial audit on page 6 of 29 off of the township board of trustees meeting. I believe it's the second page in that group. Now that audit is complete, the funds that we are looking at moving in December are now being, now that that is over, they are able to be moved and will go before the Board of Trustees, hopefully next month. And then on the next page, item 4 under ordinances, the consideration of the Brown Bridge Quiet Area Park Ordinance. That was brought before us a few months ago, and it was passed by the Board of Trustees. Other than that, the other minutes from those two meetings were just there for all of our information. There's nothing else really that relevant to the Parks Commission. So now we will move on to the Treasurer's Report.
Wait, what about the Planning Commission?
There is nothing important for the parks in that.
Oh.
It's just for your own information.
Thank you.
Okay. The one I always like to look at is what we spent. So if you look at the one that it says expenditure report for East Bay Township, period ending 6/30/2019, which of course hasn't ended yet, we have two expenditures. We have the native species that Justin just talked about. And then under Jen's Park, there's a figure for Wade Trim, and Beth and I were reviewing this before the meeting. We realized that there's a mistake, and there's Wade Trim engineering bills in there for Grace McDonald also. So we still have the same bottom line, the same number coming out of our accounts, but it should be attributed to both Jen's Park and Grace McDonald.
Okay. And Beth, about that 3,000?
Yes, the 3,061. Beth's gonna
that's Jen's
fix
and
that.
Grace.
Yeah. Yeah.
The business for the Parks Commission, the park updates. Supervisor Friend, if you'd like to come up and talk about the Jens Park, Grace McDonald, and Arbutus number 5 park updates.
All right, thank you. You had a couple projects that you were working on this summer. The first one, Jens Park, which is not exactly where we had hoped it would be at this point in time. Obviously, the high water levels, which there's an article in your packet about the Great Lakes levels to keep rising. That's impacted the ability to complete the project at Jens Park. So Brian Souza has been out there as well with the DEQ. And unless we want to alter the project, we can't complete it as is right now. We can wait and see what see what comes in subsequent years. We can redesign the project, which would probably mean bringing any improvements back closer to the road, back closer to US 31. That obviously would impact your buffer and your vegetation there. However, we could increase with some more mature vegetation, cleaning out some of the scruffy stuff and putting in more areas. But I was just out there last week, and it is very wet. It is very wet. As a matter of fact, if you recall, when you start to walk down that pathway, there's the first rectangular area when oftentimes you think, what does anybody do back here? Because everyone wants to be near the water. That's actually the only place you have to picnic there now. Mm-hmm. When you go just past that, it's all murky and watery. And I was out there about 2 weeks, I think, prior to that. And you could walk on the decks that we were replacing where we were going to put the picnic pads. You could walk on them. A little bit of water around your feet, but those are all way underwater. Mm. And the retention basins, when you stand in the parking lot, there's one to your left and one to your right by the little picnic, or not little picnic, little book, the little libraries. Mm-hmm. Those are very full. They're the fullest I've ever seen them. I've never really seen them with very much of any.
No.
I guess I'm looking for guidance from the Parks Commission on what they would like to do. On one end of the spectrum, we can, we still have the design. The design will be good. It's just going to matter what happens with wetlands and the DEQ and all of those things. So we can put the funds that were dedicated to this park and are remaining, because remember, we'll have engineering costs still for this. We can put those funds aside and save that for Jen's Park improvements when we decide to date what they'll be. That's one option. Or if you would like, we can do redirection to designing something different that is further inland. So looking for your feedback on that. And as well, I was out there with Bob, and he is going to, just in that first initial area for the time being, put a picnic table on that square pad, and then take the two Adirondack chairs and put them over to the left, where that square area went off to the left side. And actually, if you angle them nicely there, it's kind of a nice little picture of the bay there.
So, having been down there and looked at this, also having the DEQ having classified it as a wetlands currently, I'm thinking that the best thing to do at this moment is to table the project until we know what we're able to do in that wetlands area. And then once we find that out, we can decide, do we want to move it up or do we want to leave it down there if it's going to be only a year or two before we're able to actually do that project where we had proposed it previously. What do you all think about that?
I agree with tabling it. Because I feel if we move it back, when the watermark is back low again, people will be like, why did they build it here?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I would agree. Let's just hold up. We have the funds. Let's just see what happens up the road here. I mean, where I live, in 35 years, the water level today is drastically different than it was 35 years ago. Yep. So, for us just to jump right into it and do quick changes, maybe just wait and see what brings ahead.
Great.
I mean, so we have the design.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from the board is,
that was what I was interested in, since I haven't been up here that long. How often has it flooded like that?
Actually, Brian Sousa, our engineer, had told me that the levels that they measured there have not been that high since they've been collecting data. Mm-hmm. So
it just
since they've been collecting data.
Yeah.
And I'm on an inland lake, and I can let you know on the inland lake that I'm at, it's never been, I mean, it has been, but it's not like this, but pretty close to it, 35 years ago. So
I remember, actually, when I moved here in 1992, so what's that, 27 years ago? I remember not having lived on the lake area before, the comment and discussion community-wide about people were losing property because the water levels were so high. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because it was about weather like this, too, out at the same time. And then, of course, you had advanced several years, and people were concerned because the water was so far out, and they had so much beach, and then
right.
The vegetation, and what do you do to make it a nice beachy area? Mm-hmm. So I think you just, I mean, it's going to be tough. But
table it.
So what I'm hearing from the board is we're going to table this until we have more information.
And so we're in drought again.
So Grace McDonald Park.
So Grace McDonald Park, you guys have probably been out there and seen Elmer's is out there working. They have a lot of things done, but just to mention a few, the fencing is repaired. They're ready for prepped for paving. They've put the cement concrete out there where the trash receptacle will be, mm-hmm. the drop-off bin, and a roll-off bin. And then they've put the sidewalk that goes from the handicap accessible over to the pavilion. So this week, probably tomorrow or possibly the next day, they'll be laying down the first course of asphalt and then following with the final next week. They don't believe that they will close the park. They think that they're going to be able to work around people who want to use the park, especially because you can park maybe a little bit in that entrance area. So we'll see, but that was the last word today, is that they didn't plan on closing the park. So it's been interesting because that's a pretty busy park if you go over there mm-hmm. in the evenings. So they've done a nice job keeping it open. And I know I've received a lot of people are really happy with the improvements. Our engineer, when he was out there, said that many people commented that were there in the park that they were happy with the improvements. A couple things. The long fencing line in the middle, we're adjusting that just a little bit in that we're taking down three 8-foot sections to allow for a break in that, so that if you park anywhere along there, you don't have to go all the way around.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So will be like, I believe it's 6 8-foot sections, a break, 6 8-foot sections, a break, and that pattern down through there. They'll all
six,
be
6-7-6.
Actually, it ended up being all 6-foot sections straight across. So let's see. We are going to end up replacing all of the fencing out there, not with Elmer's. If you recall, I believe that price was very high, mm-hmm. But with our current buildings and grounds staff and the part-time person that we've had in. So we have just purchased a nice post-hole digger to go on the back of the tractor, and they're planning on it and going to get after that probably pretty shortly here. So they want to have that done. Obviously, we'd like pretty much everything wrapped up by the time of Grace McDonald's memorial service that'll be out there.
August.
Is it August 3rd or 4th? But that should, if you call the township main office, they have that. We have it on the calendar. I just can't remember if it's the 3rd or 4th right now.
Great.
I want to say it's like 1 p.m., but
Saturday or Sunday?
I think it's the 4th with mm-hmm. the Sunday. I think it's the 4th at like 1 p.m. But I'm not, like I said, double check that. And that'll be in, I saw that it's in the newsletter as well, so people will definitely have that information. Grace McDonald, is there any other?
And Arbutus number 5.
Arbutus number 5. I went to GORAC, which was formerly Camp Gray Lick. There's a citizens group that was putting on some information there about, I think it was just in general, the health of the lakes and the water in the area. So they had, I'm trying to think of Katie's last name, and I'm drawing a blank, but she's from the Invasive Species Network. She was there to speak. She's a very good speaker, Gresnick. Very...
Gresnick.
Very knowledgeable, and...
If you look in the back of our packet, there's some information on this.
One of the things I got a chance to speak to her about after her presentation was Arbutus number 5, in that we have to deal there with a lot of high traffic. It's a public park, so it's a little bit different than designing, you know, a private home where you can put all... you know, native species right up along the shoreline. I mean, we're going to have people trampling through there and so forth. But I did ask if she would be willing to come out to Arbutus number 5, take a look around at as well with the plan that you guys are working with, and maybe make some suggestions. You know, if there's an area to put some plantings, maybe I'm just as a hypothetical, maybe some plantings over near the pier that helps with fish vegetation or fish habitat, rather. That sort of thing. So I haven't arranged a time to go out and speak with her, but I will do that, and I can email it to you as well, and if you let me know if you would be interested in going. If there's a quorum, we'll obviously notice that and hold it as a meeting, and if there's just, you know, one or two of you that can go, you're welcome to come out and hear what she has to suggest.
Yeah, they had planted a bunch of natives out there a while ago.
What's that?
There was a bunch of natives planted out there a while ago, and there's like 3 alive.
I would like to go if it wants with my schedule.
Okay. I would too if it's...
Okay.
And I still want to ask the new person on our lake, Ralph Benzers, who has information and expertise on... you know, the water and the natural form of that water and to the edge. Mm-hmm. So between both of those people for input, but I could meet with Ralph individually and come back and see. He might not have suggestions, but he might have suggestions.
One thing I heard your board mention earlier with the minutes was with respect to the bathroom, and I recalled it differently, so maybe you can... let me know. I thought at Arbutus number 5 we were going to try to go with two restrooms, because we will put that in the grant. If we have to cut back or scale back because we don't have the grant award or the cost, then we were going to scale back on the size of the bathroom. But I thought I recalled either with the grant writer or Brian saying you might as well kind of put in there what you would like. I mean, given the size, you know, you're not going to create the Taj Mahal of bathrooms, but...
I think we decided on one because of size.
Okay.
In the area that we wanted to constrain that bathroom.
I think because of the I have unisex, single, running, septic field.
Yep.
ADA, gender friendly.
The other... I could have him, like I say, we don't have to have the hard and fast engineered plans to go for the grant. That's my understanding. It has more conceptual. So we could put it in there if it fits and that works and they can size it appropriately. And then you guys could alter it if that wasn't,
mm-hmm.
That wasn't awarded.
I did note in here, same size as Grace. And then I have slash drain field discretion of the health department. So maybe that part of that size of that would be from the health department. Now that I look at my notes here.
Yes, that sounds like a really good idea, what you were saying.
I was looking at online. There's a nice site that has different styles of bathrooms, architectural for parks, specifically, you know, state and federal and local parks. One of the bathroom facilities that they had on it, we really hadn't considered for this park, and I wondered if you wanted me to take a look into it, but would be a bathroom that has a little bit of an overhang for almost like for like a pavilion type. The size of the park is, again, an issue, so you don't want to oversize it, but having the opportunity to get out of the rain, if something hits, is also maybe beneficial too.
I'd like to see that. I mean, just see what it looks like. And
okay. So we'll put that on the agenda for the next meeting to look at images of that and see what that would look like in the park. Does that sound good to the board?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see. I mean, I like the beauty of it there, too, you know, where you see a lot of just trees and grass and the picnic tables sort of blend in with that. But on the same hand, it's nice to have a covered smaller pavilion off the end of the restroom.
We do have a lot of people who reserve the pavilions at Grace MacDonald Park. Graduations, birthdays, family reunions, everything. Of course, again, we're dealing with a different park and a different size and a different parking lot. So.
That's interesting.
Okay.
Good thought.
And then the grant applications.
So I just wanted to kind of circle back and make sure you knew where all of these were, what stage they are. The DNR Natural Resources Trust Fund application, and that's related to the property that is over off of, it's east of 5 Mile. They are doing a site visit on that. It's standard through the application process. The PAR plan risk reduction grant application is submitted. We'll wait to hear back from that. I think either way, we need to, this summer, put down surfacing at Pine Grove Park. So we'll look at funding for doing that either way. We'll just wait to see if you have the grant. And then you have two applications in through the Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians. And that was for Mount Holiday and also for Holiday Woodlands Preserve. Those are both in, and so we'll wait to see what happens with those. Justin, if I might, could I add one thing on here for the board regarding the July Board of Trustees meeting?
Yep.
Okay. So as some of you might recall, our board meetings have kind of a reports mechanism every quarter. July is one of those meetings just for reports, and for buildings and grounds and parks is slated to have information before the board. Just wanted to see if you guys would like that tailored more towards buildings and grounds or some opportunity for the Parks Commission to engage with the Board of Trustees. That's an opportunity as well. If you would like to do that, I think one of the things that we could talk about is, one, we could talk about the water tower property. I mean, that's always been kind of discussed a little bit, but what is the board's thought on that? And I don't know the answer to that question. It may be that they have very distinct opinions. It may be that they're not sure until maybe the Parks Commission thinks of what they want to do with that property. But I think before the Parks Commission plans too far ahead, I think it would be a good thing to take the temperature of the Board of Trustees to see what they would, how they foresee that property being used in the township. That's one option. That could be this July, or that could be at some other board meeting. And then, you know, possibly just an update regarding these parks. Our engineer will be here for the July board meeting, so I'm sure he'll be going over the update on the different projects with the board as well.
When is that meeting?
That is July 8th, the second Monday at 6:30.
I would say currently there's quite a bit on the board's plate with all the projects that we have going on. So I think maybe we might want to wait before we bring up more projects to the parks or start looking at more projects.
Sort of like the idea of bringing up and getting maybe their feedback on possible usage of the water tower property.
Right, and I think it'd be good to get their feedback on that. However, I'm thinking about with the Arbutus 5 project going on, mm-hmm. as well as finishing up Grace MacDonald, I'm thinking maybe sometime later in the future it might be better to do that, simply because they could very well change their minds over that period of time.
Well, we could very well be having new board members, too.
Yeah, exactly. So.
It's just a thought process, really, is what it is. It's not that we're going to be pursuing and jumping into another project, but I do agree. We do have a lot going on. We're just sort of taking it as it comes, basically, especially with our Arbutus and now Gems. But a viewpoint is free.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And there may be other things that you want to discuss or share with the board. It's really your opportunity as the Parks Commission to do whatever you choose to do. And if you choose not to present or bring anything, that's absolutely fine. We have other agenda items that month. But if you would like to, that's an opportunity to do so.
Any feedback from anybody else here?
Well, the only thing I'm thinking as far as for the water tower,
yeah.
Is that in the new plan you made? Is that mentioned at all?
It's not, but the ideas that we have for the water tower are in the plan.
So the plan will support if we decide to start looking at a project out there.
Nonetheless, I think it would be more advantageous to address what we're currently involved with and bring them up to date. What we looked at.
Justin, can you attend?
When's the meeting?
July 8th.
Monday, 6:30.
Let me pull up my handy dandy calendar.
I know where at least a portion of your family is that night.
Really, do you? Yeah, I can attend.
And I'm going to be there, but I'd rather not do a presentation on the park if I could sort of set that one out.
And yeah.
If I have other items on there, I'd like to voice my opinion.
Yeah, so I'll go to that meeting and just kind of update them on what's been going on in the parks. I can ask kind of their thoughts on using the water tower property. I'm not so much going to go into depth on that with them, as we don't have any idea what we would necessarily want to do on paper yet.
Right. Is the former Board of Trustees, is that the group that was not in favor of using that property?
You know, I don't recall the history. I will tell you, I believe that there are some board members who will say that is water tower property. It is true that was purchased with funds from the enterprise fund that operates the water system. However, it is East Bay Township that's the owner of that property. Some people feel that, I believe there may be we'll have to wait and see what the perspectives are from the board. I don't know. I wouldn't want to improperly categorize them, but it is true that is how we have those 30 acres from needing the well and the storage tank that was put on there.
Okay, great. And then the final thing that we have on our agenda is the website. The supervisor would like us to take a look at the website that the township has, compare it to some other townships' websites, specifically look at the parks page on there, and come back with any suggestions that we might have for it.
I don't have any suggestions. I just dislike it.
I think
I never find what I need.
Anyways,
one much better.
We will discuss that at our next meeting.
Yeah, I find it very difficult
we have
to
all
go
looked,
in and find an agenda.
Whenever we have all looked
I do
at
too.
It.
It's deep.
I've been looking
is
at
that
it.
Like
I
it?
Like
it. Like Blair Township. It's just not a one hitter. It's like
so
four.
if you could look at specifically the Parks Commission, because I know that there's, you know, other areas you might utilize too, but that's what I was really looking for, is the Parks Commission. And you know, if you're going through ours, then maybe just make a couple notes of what you're not a fan of. And then if you hit some others, give us the jurisdictions where you say, hey, this is just slick, I love this. As well, you might not only get ideas for the website, it also might get ideas for any programming. Because remember, as we've been working on capital infrastructure projects with the Parks Commission, you guys are also able to do some, you know, programming as well. And those, you know, are options too. So, okay, thank you.
Great, thank you. Is there any public comment
from
all of our audience?
I have some.
Okay.
The gazebo, or the rentals at Grace McDonald Park. So in order to rent it, you come here and you fill out the paperwork, and you put a lot of personal information on there, your address, your phone number, your email. That paper then gets plastered right there for everybody. I don't think that that's appropriate.
I think I'll look into that.
And when are we scheduling our park meetings after the completion?
Yes.
Okay.
After the completion of Grace McDonald, we're going to schedule our parks meeting for the meeting after that.
Okay.
So then we're able to go look at the completed project.
Great.
And so the meeting is adjourned.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Justin, for leading us again.
Yep.